This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. And we're coming to you from New Griffin Park. And I've actually pressed the record button now, which is quite bad. There's something. Brentford 2, Sheffield United 0. And there's something. Never in doubt, was it?
Never. We didn't really get out of second gear today either. It was pretty comfortable in the end. Poor first half, but good second half. Great to see Sharda back. Brilliant assist.
Great to see Sharda. But listen, a lot of people were worried about us going down. But listen, it's all about this game, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we won it. We did our job. Got a big game next week, but we should be fine regardless.
You bees. Listen, we're up. We ain't going nowhere. Tell me.
Premier League, baby. Come on. Billy, I've got to give you a hug, but I've got to go.
You ain't going nowhere because, listen, Brentford are in the Premier League again, so you ain't going nowhere. Like, Brentford ain't going nowhere, are they?
No, we're not going anywhere.
Why?
We're not going anywhere. Tenacity. Over the whole season and over today as well. We've had injuries, and I know everyone else has as well. We've come through the other side. There you go.
That's right. You get it. Today's game, first half, we were a bit cautious, weren't we?
Oh, a bit tentative is downplaying it massively. Second half came out a little bit and things changed up. That second goal that was disallowed, by the way, oh, what a goal that would have been if it stood. What a goal that would have been.
Yeah, we posted that up on the Besotted Twitter. I don't know how long it's going to stay up there. But you have a look at that and see if there was a foul in there, because we don't believe there's no foul.
I don't believe there was either.
Referee was on a red and white shirt and it weren't a Brentford shirt, was it?
No, it wasn't. Billy, I've got love for you. Yes. Well done out there in Nashville, by the way, Billy.
Yeah, Nashville. Nashville was bad boy. Bad boy Nashville. But we're back in Brentford now, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Yeah.
Good
Listen,
result.
That's all that mattered was the result.
That's it. Not a great performance, not a vintage, but this end of the season, this stage of the season, we needed that result. As we got to put our heads on the teams below us, keep them pushed down, and that's it. The end of the day, 2-0. Thank you very much. Good, and that will give us really good motivation going into the Luton game. Yeah, no, I think that was it.
Doesn't matter, Luton, whatever. You know, Luton, whatever the rest of the games, mate. That's it. It's end of story.
That's it. I think we've done enough now. Keep it up. I'm happy. I think we can enjoy the rest of the season now, hopefully, and get a few of the players back from injury. Ethan coming back on is a big positive. Charlie coming back on. Great to see them back.
Happy bees in the house. I shouldn't really reveal the fact that I've recorded about 7 or 8 other people beforehand, but I actually forgot to push the record button before this, you know what I'm saying? But that probably is due to the fact that I was being out here since about 9 o'clock.
A little bit well oiled.
No, I didn't say that. I've been doing some research on the opposition since about 9 o'clock in the morning down on the Strand on the Green. Ali, you loved that, didn't you?
I loved it by the end. Yes, it was a bit stressful. All the way through, I feel.
Oh, was it stressful?
It was a bit stressful.
I wasn't stressed at all.
When you when it's 0-0 or it's only 1-0, there's always, you know, it's Brentford, isn't it?
No. Did Sheffield actually cause us any problems at all?
Not really. No.
There's no stress there.
But that doesn't mean that you know what I like. But anyway, I digress. I thought Mads Mørsøf was magnificent today. I thought he had an absolutely superb game. In fact, both fullbacks were great. I think Brian had a bit of an off day by his normal eye standards. I don't think any of the front three really excelled themselves, to be honest. If we're going to nitpick, Damsgaard so deserved that goal. And it's just sort of like, fuck VAR, isn't it? Fuck VAR. The man hasn't scored since Euro 2020.
Man, Gamsard deserved two goals.
He did deserve
two goals, and one was disallowed.
Yeah, I don't
know. No one knows what that's disallowed for.
Push by Collins.
Push Condors, yeah.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently. And I can't be the only one. Well, there was a bit of a collective groan when Frank Onyeka came on, wasn't there?
We know what you think of Frank Onyeka, but Frank Onyeka, you know what Frank, you know what Frank Onyeka said? He went, Ali Malali, I tell you what, I'm going to score this goal just for you.
I love that he proved me wrong. Zanka last week, Frank with a fantastic finish, which was slightly better than Zanka's finish, not me. It was a great finish. Fair play to the bloke. Great goal. And what work by Sharda? Sharda's work for the goal. It's fantastic.
Yeah, UBs.
3 points, we're happy, and I'm going to hobble home.
UBs. What? Tell you something. I'm not going to say what a game, I'm going to say what a result, because at the end of the day, for me, it's all about getting the right result in this game, and we got the right result, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, no one's coming to this game thinking it's going to be a really classy, crisp, clean game. Given the situation that both teams are finding themselves in, you know it's going to be a little bit of a dogfight. Arguably, people like that. It makes for an exciting game when there's a lot riding on it, so it's a bit more entertaining. But no, all the problems that we faced today were self-inflicted, really. Sheffield didn't challenge us. We kind of brought a lot of issues on ourselves, and then we managed to get it together in the end, and we come home with the 3 points. As you said, the result is what matters. I think for fans, for me in particular, it's very positive to see, obviously, Pinnock back in the squad, Sharda back in the squad. And I think the players play better as well, because they're a bit more confident, knowing that they've got backup, they've got a good bench coming on, they've got a lot of support, the fans get behind them. It all feeds into itself very positively.
And, I mean, first half was a little bit safe, it's probably the best to say. But the second half, you could almost see Thomas Frank is thinking, listen, don't let them score. Second half, we'll notch up a little bit. That's what we did, didn't we?
That's it. And you can see that they play better when they're playing a bit more, like, with freedom, really. When Frank kind of takes off that rein a little bit and says, right, let's dial down the safeness, now go for them. They didn't inject any pace into that game. The pace of the game was completely determined by us. So it's nice to know that when Frank says, you know what, actually step it up a little gear, bring the energy, bring the press. They don't like being pressed. It's nice to see that the players can actually do that.
UBs. We got the man in the house, yeah, the goose man in the place. Always a bit nervous, always not quite sure, but listen, it's not about rights and wrongs. It's about Brentford getting a result today. And we got the result. Bit safe in the first half. Second half, boom, there you go. See you later, Sheffield United. And we just dusted them. All we needed to do is dust them, because we knew the opposition. I know that Luton got smashed up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the Nottingham Forest, but it was 2-2 the last time I heard. But you know what I'm saying? But that's all that matters, because we've now pulled away from them two. Yeah. And it makes it more difficult. That's all. It's a tactical game. And that's what people have to realise. Everyone gets worried about one game and two games. It's about the full season. No, and
me,
now
it's me, all. Bill, it was more about if we hadn't got a win today.
No, but we all know that. No, if we hadn't got a win, if we hadn't got a win today, we'd be in trouble. Yeah, we'd be in trouble. No, but the fact is, we were always going to get a win today.
Well, I really
No, we were always going to get a win today.
Right, okay.
Because we're better than them.
We are better than them. And we saw that at the end. And when we were two up, you saw the old Brentford.
Should have been three.
You saw the old Brentford come back. Should have been three. Well, the Damsgaard goal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen that back. But the fact is, once we were 2-0 up, we've started playing with confidence again. And that's a lot of football, isn't it? It's confidence. Just having that little bit of swag. We were doing things that we weren't doing in the first sort of 5 minutes. And hopefully, if we can take that into Luton, which is going to be a battle, we know that. But like you said just now, you know, technically, man for man,
done,
we're
mate.
Better than them.
It's done.
No, it's not done.
It's Bill. Done.
It's not done yet.
It's done.
No, it's not. Don't, you can't have that. You can't have that mentality.
No, the players won't have that mentality, but you and me know. You know what I mean? You and me know it's done. This is the one.
Yeah, I'm sort of glass half empty, you're glass half full. That's the difference between us, isn't it? So,
yeah,
I will always think, yeah, let's keep going. Let's see us. And Thomas will say, Thomas will say, you know, basically that we want to try and get as many points as possible, and that's what we've got to keep trying
which
to do.
Which is the way forward, and we know that, and I know that. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say to you is that this game has given us a massive buffer, right? And everyone else below us will be thinking, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's down to a few now, definitely. Yeah.
So that's what it is. Four games left, right. Four games left, and so listen,
We can go into those games, do what we need to do, but the problem is that if we'd lost this game, it would have been a problem.
Yeah. The thing is, Bill, you're looking at me now and it's like, look into my eyes, don't look away from my eyes. And I'm beginning to believe in every word you say now. So,
that's what I do.
You bees.
Give me 50 quid.
See you later, Bill. See you later.
Listen, we've got the Tasmanian bee in the house. The Tasmanian bee has come over from... Hold on a second. Tasmania. Where's he come from? He's come from... Oh, yes! Tasmania. Right, which is quite far away. We're talking about Australia. We're talking about, like, the outer echelons.
As far south as you can go.
That's right. And you've come over especially for this game, and you must be delighted.
Absolutely. What a fantastic experience. We wanted to sing a bit of the Your Defences Terrify at the end. Our arms were going crazy. But what a result to make sure we're staying up and ease. A few people are worried. I wasn't worried. I know you haven't been worried, but a few people that have been concerned. How good is it to get those points in the bag?
That's right. Now, listen, you and your Tasmanian posse. Hello, Tasmanian posse. What's your name?
Freddie.
Hello. What's your name?
Grace.
What's your name?
Ella.
What's your name?
Amy.
Listen, we got... Listen, not one fan from Tasmania. We got five fans from Tasmania. Yep. This shows how far the bees are spreading, like I'm saying. But you in the East End, what was going on in that Sheffield United corner? How lively were they, or were they a little bit... dry?
No, they were pretty loud. Not until the second goal they went quiet. Even after the first goal they were pretty loud. Every time we heard a song we were getting behind the bees and trying to join in, but it's hard. They were loud supporters, but no, it's been a great day. And even walking here along the stadium earlier today, we ran into Neil Maupay. Now we run into Billy the Bee. So it's full of celebrities outside the stadium today.
Well, Neil Maupay is a celebrity. Myself, I'm just a Brentford fan who likes to just enjoy myself, as they say. So listen, I mean, if you don't know, Tasmanian Bees also does our Player of the Match. And you're going to be doing that after the game again, because you do it all the time. But I'm saying, forgetting about your run-ins, you know what I'm saying, as to when you do it and the voting, sorry. Personally, who was your player of the match today?
I thought Sergio and Brian created opportunities, but I think Mikel, even though the first goal won't go down to him.
Mikel Damsgaard.
Damsgaard, I think just the way he ran and worked with Brian was fantastic. And the second goal doesn't count, but a great finish. But it was lively in the middle. And great to see Sharda come on towards the end and give that little flick to Frank the Tank. So really pleased with how everyone played. But for me, probably Damsgaard with Brian and Sergio just behind.
And listen, I'm going to say that you are a good luck omen. Not only you, but your whole family that are here, whoever's on this podcast. And you're going away because what you thought is that, tell you something, we're going to smash up the Sheffields. We're going to go to Europe. We're going to go away, have a bit of a laugh. Then we're going to come back and we're going to go bees up, Fulham down, is what I've heard. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. How good would it be if our second game we get to is a win over Fulham? I would love to see it happen. I know the kids are very excited and hoping that they're also the good luck charms. We got some new kit from the Superstore this morning and they were cheering nice and loudly today.
Oh, you got the... What you got?
I got this and I also got a Jensen top.
Jensen top, there you go. See, it's all about the Jensen, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's right. So listen, that's right. It's all good, isn't it?
Absolutely. He loves it. They all love it. We've got three Jensen tops and an Aya top today. So a bit different. Usually we get something different, but we've all been big Jensen fans recently. He's been playing so well.
UBs. Yeah, so Blades. You notice I said Blades in the house. We've got Blades in the house. We're here by the river, by Kew. We were here a bit earlier on. Well, very early, actually, about 10 o'clock in the morning, like, you know. So we took in the sights at 10 in the morning. We come back, the Blades are back here again. All I've got to say to you is, commiserations, because at the end of the day, you know, we had a great time with you in the pub at Blades, the beer engine. We had a great time as well. And as you know...
Stop laughing at us.
I love going to the Blades away. So I would have loved you to have survived, because at the end of the day, that means we have to go to Burnley, with all due respect. And all these... We're probably to go to Nottingham Forest, or maybe or not, maybe not even. I don't know. We don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter where we're going to have to go, but we're not going to get the Blades, and I'm a bit gutted about that. But today's game, talk to me through it.
What can I say? I thought a fairly even game. I couldn't understand how the first goal went in, and then we heard it were an own goal. I mean, we gave you so much
deflection,
space,
yeah.
So much space down that right wing. You came flying down right wing. We never closed you down. Ball came whizzing across. You banged it back into the box, from my recollection, after a few beers.
Yes.
And then it just went into back of net. Couldn't get his head round how that went into back of net. Still don't know how it went into back of net. Want to watch it today when we get home and see what happened there. But it were arse blaster, weren't it? Own goal from arse blaster.
Brilliant.
And I still thought at that point we're in it. Then you went 2-0 up, and then VAR intervened. And normally VAR don't help us out. We don't even understand why your second goal were ruled out.
Neither do we.
Were it offside? Were it
a foul? It's a foul.
Were it a foul? So at that point it was 2-0, and then it went back to 1-0, and I thought we were still in game. And then towards end, yeah, you finish us off. What can I say? A good club. Love Brentford, great club. Love coming down here. You do it right. And when you were up in Sheffield, the one thing that we kept saying to you was, you've got a well-organised, well-managed club. And if you've got a well-organised, well-managed club, you're going to do all right. Even with the corruption that's in the Premier League.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I was waiting for this.
Even with every bit of corruption in the Premier League. And you know that nobody in Premier League's trying to help Brentford out. Nobody in Premier League's, you know how many offences have Man City committed, and they've not had any points deducted yet. So even with all corruption that clubs of our size have to put up with.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You're still a very, very well-managed club. And yeah, fair play to you lads, fair play. That's all I can say. We always enjoy coming down. We always, yeah.
Which is good. We're going to miss you next season, but hopefully we'll see you back the season afterwards. So.
Well, I think we're going to see you in Championship. Maybe.
Oh, there we go. There. He starts off and then there it goes, you know what I'm saying?
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
That's right, man. Well, the Lord can go and go on the other side of Kew Bridge as far as I'm concerned.
Can we just remember that Wednesday are going down as well?
Oh, here you go. Listen, the cloud has got a silver lining for you.
Absolutely. They've blown it. One all Stoke. And everybody else around them seems to have won, apart from Huddersfield. But hey, the day's not all bad.
Let's go. So this is for the Sheffield United fans out there as well. I said Sheffield earlier, and I got absolutely corrected on that one. I have to differentiate between Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday, because there might be one city, but two clubs, as they say. You know what I'm saying? And you are very, very different in it.
One rather better than the other one.
there you go. They may have something to say about that, but anyway, we'll go about that. But today's game. Listen, you come down here, we had a right laugh. I met you in Sheffield, we had some jokes. Today's game, it wasn't really about the football for you, is it?
Fantastic day. Fantastic people. Football, a little bit disappointed in regards to my team, but up the bees, you did well. Can't say more than that.
Listen, the first half, it was a bit tight, and it was looking like you might get something out of it if you did something. I mean, at the end of the day, you weren't a major threat, but at the end of the day, you were kind of containing, weren't you?
Naivety. And that's the consistency that we've had throughout this season. That's what let us down. And element of quality from other teams, which is not good enough, unfortunately.
But And listen, you talked to us before, and you said to us, like, Brereton Diaz, you know, maybe somebody that we may have to look out for, because, you know, he did very well for Blackburn. He went over to Spain, didn't do well, but he's done all right for you, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, how did you think that they performed today, or was it?
We played as well as we could. We didn't take our chances. And if you don't take your chances in the Premier League, you're going to get battered. That's it.
You didn't get battered today, though, did you?
We didn't. We played well against a fairly good team.
A 2-0 scoreline makes it look like we might have got a little bit battered, you know what I mean? But, yeah, Arblaster, he's a prospect. He's a kid. and I'm backing Arblast as a prospect. He's a young kid, and yeah, whether he stays with us, he's a Sheffield United fan through and through, but I think clubs are going to come in for him and take him. He'll be back in Premier League soon.
Arblast as well, yeah. So listen, you're here by the river. You enjoying the sun?
Absolutely.
You enjoying the vibes?
Absolutely.
The result didn't really mean anything, did it?
It certainly did, but we've got sunshine. I've got Guinness. Cast for more.
UBs.
Up the blades.
Almost. So we're back here down by the river. We got the blades in the house, the original blades. The England Sheffield United blades, you know. Mark's taking a bit of a back seat because at the end of the day, you know, he says, well, I've got the other half of the blades in the house here. The game today, at the end of the day, as far as Brentford's concerned, we don't care how the game went. We just needed 3 points, and that's what we got. Blades, you happy with that?
I think a draw would have been fairer, to be honest. I don't think either team had amazing chances. That first goal was clearly a deflection off our defender and a bit lucky, if I'm honest. Second goal, yeah, we gave it you on a plate. You ran away with it. But I would say, do you know what?
What about the disallowed goal? Did you talk about that one?
Goal, we couldn't see it. We were miles away. We couldn't see it past some of your fans. Actually, they never stood up, so maybe we could have seen it. But, yeah. But I will tell you something, though. I did like the ground, and I liked the away end was great. Normally, as an away fan, you get the pants. And actually, you looked after us today. I liked the safe standing. Service was good at half-time. Sausage rolls were good. Beers were good, yeah. I did like the ground, I must admit that. I think you've done a good job, lads, on that.
So, listen, I mean, Blades, I'm going to say this as well. You know, we play game football. For us, all we need to do is just chisel a win out today. We chisel a win, and I'm very happy, to be honest with you. And I think all the Bees fans are very, very, very happy. We're also very sad that the Blades, it looks like they're not going to be with us next season, because we want to go back to the Blades because we've had a great time at your ground.
I know, it's sad, but it's been the story of our season, and today wasn't really ever going to change it, even if we won. You know, as I say, it would have been good to get a draw. I think that would have been fair, but
I'm just going to ask. I'm going to ask you, how the hell are you going to get a draw? Because I'm not sure how many chances that you had.
Well, I was just going to say that. I think you lot didn't have many chances either.
Don't put ours away.
I'm about to be tipped in the river by Brent.
You scored 3 goals, and one of them is disallowed.
Look, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, I didn't really expect to win today. It's been a good day. I reconcile we're going down, and we are going down. It's a shame we won't see you next season, but, you know, if you still invite us, we'll come and see you sometime.
Ah, there you go. That's lovely, isn't it? We've got Mark. Mark was on the podcast. Mark, just give us a short, brief summary about your day out today. You don't have to talk about the game if you don't want to.
We've had a great day out. It's been great fun. I mean, it's always nice to come down to Brentford. It's been great to see the new ground. It's nice to have a nice beer by the river with you guys. The game, I think, to be fair, most of the fans who were there would say neither side created an awful lot of anything. It was a well-contested game of football. Nobody really did a lot to win it. We conceded a bit of a soft-own goal. And then after that, you know, we brought on a lot of attacking players, left ourselves a little bit open at the back, and to be fair, the second goal was, you know, well taken, can't really argue with that, but whether the second would have come without the first goal, who knows? I mean, it was just a little bit of a disappointing game from both teams' point of view. We both competed well. I don't think anybody really, it's hard to remember a decent shot on target from either side.
Except the ones we scored.
Well, aside from the own goal and the one in the 90th.
The own goal, but it was a good shot. Listen, even if it didn't deflect, it probably would have gone in the back of the net. Come on.
I'm not 100% sure about that. I mean, we were shouting, closing down, closing down, closing down, closing down, because it just seemed like we gave you a free run down the right-hand side. But the shot itself, we were like, how has the keeper been beaten from there? And then when he saw it on the replay, it was like, okay, yeah, it took a nasty deflection. And I don't mind. I'm glad you guys got the points, and you know, the fact that you're staying up, I'm not going to be unhappy about. I like Brentford. We were going down whatever which way this turned out today. It's just a little bit of a shame, because I think on the day we've improved in the last few weeks, and we showed that improvement a bit today. But also, to be fair to you guys, you were not amazing. I think you've probably played a lot better this season. do you want to add into this?
Listen, we got Bram. Listen, Bram. Bram, just come here. Don't run away from me. I'll meet you in Japan. Or just before Japan. Japan. 2002 England game. Yeah. My man, Bram, the Sheffield man, the scruffy boy. He wouldn't even come down, didn't he? He's watching the golf or something like that. Your Sheffield buddy, Jamie, there. Jamie, the blade.
The scruff.
He's scruffy because his clothes are proper scruffy, isn't he? You know what I'm saying? But listen, fair play. You come down here today. We had a little drink beforehand. And just talk to me about that match.
Thought the game was good. Thought Sheffield United put up a good performance. I thought we didn't take our chances. And we'll be back. And we'll win the FA Cup when we do come back. We'll do the double.
That's right. So you're going to win the FA Cup. What about, listen, there's all sorts of characters coming here. We're by the river, by the river. There's all sorts of, there's loads of blades here. There's loads of bees here. All that stuff. You obviously seem to feeling this away vibe, though, down here.
We like it down here. We can have a good drink. We have to get a bank loan, clearly. And we like the E. coli and the Thames.
So you've been swimming?
Not yet. We'll be in there later.
That's right. We'll throw you in, mate, in celebration. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I'll catch up with you probably in a couple of seasons' time when you come back, yeah?
Oh, maybe I'll see you in Germany.
Yeah, I'll see you in Germany in Frankfurt.
A pre-season friendly at Brentford.
That's right. Okay, we might invite you. You bees.
You blades.
Ah, there you go. I'm still working on it. I'm still working on it. These blades are obviously too clever. They're not going to get involved. So sitting here by the river at the old Bell and Crown, which is a bit different for us. We normally go to the Globe. I know characters about the. We'll be going back to the Globe a little bit later because we've got the Tasmanian Bee, and we've got all the characters there who's going to obviously be celebrating. But we thought we'd come here and we'd do something different. We're going to sit by the river. We're going to have a few beers. We're going to celebrate, and we're going to talk to our Sheffield United mates, who, to be fair, have been respectful in the defeat today. And they've been respectful to the bees, and they've been just respectful. And we have to respect them. But at the end of the day, we are staying up. Laney, forget about Luton, forget about Everton, forget about the rest of them. We are staying up.
Yeah, it's moved into the realms of mathematical now, hasn't it? You know, we're not safe, but it's only mathematically not safe. You know, we're 7 points clear of Luton, who got absolutely bashed today. We got what we wanted today. You know, it was a victory. That's all that really mattered. You know, I think it flattered Sheffield United. I think we deserved more than that. I don't know why on earth that third goal or the second goal was ruled out. It was. We got. Yeah, it was comfortable. It really wasn't nervy as I thought it would be, to be honest. You know, they didn't really have any moments. It was within our everyone's comfort zone. I don't think any, you know, I don't think there was many areas of the ground that were kind of petrified at any stage. And it was just lovely to hear, you know, Free From Desire. Some people call it, you know, modern. But I think it's lovely, you know, to be able to celebrate a victory in a certain way in the top flight. You know, again, I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime, and it looks like we've cemented our place here for another year. You know, Sheffield United, as you say, you know, the fans have come in good numbers and in really good spirit and really humble, and they're like friendly. It's you know, they'll be missed, you know. It's, you know, again, not mathematical, but they're 10 points clear of safety. They're not going to survive now. The next few games, you know, we've got Luton away next week. I'll take a point there now.
100%.
And Everton away, I don't care.
Take a point.
And Fulham.
We have to beat them. We have to beat them.
Yeah, so next thing's Fulham, you know. I think 3 points away, probably by that stage, from mathematical. I think 3 points against Fulham will give us mathematical safety, and I think that's the one we go for. We probably will pick up 3 or 4 points between then and now. So, you know, I got to say, there was big performances all over that park today. I thought in defence we looked good. Flecken really wasn't bothered. He wasn't troubled. Zanka, you know, I thought he had a goal ruled out as well. Another one that was just marginally offside. He could have done 2-2. All over the pitch, we looked comfortable, well within. And, you know, I don't know the truth or what happened, the facts between Ivan Toney, whether he wasn't fit or whether we've rested him. But, you know, I think that could have backfired, but it didn't. And I think Thomas Frank pat yourself on the back. Seeing Ayer, seeing Hickey, seeing Norgaard walk away at the end of the game that hadn't played, it showed you the talent that we've got missing, and that's not to mention, you know, Rico Henry. So we're comfortably a Premiership season team for next year, and we've got a big summer to come, and we've got big players to come back. So yeah, relieved, happy, gonna have a big night.
Big night. This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast. We've just beaten Sheffield United. As far as I'm concerned, we're safe. We're not mathematically safe, but as far as I'm concerned, psychologically, we're there. So listen, everybody, just chill yourselves out. Have yourselves a good weekend. We'll come back. We're going to go to Luton next week. Luton next week is going to be like a tinderbox. If you've got tickets to Luton, you're very, very lucky. I'm going to be down there, and I'm very much looking forward to going to the Luton and absolutely taking them on next week. I remember the Martin Allen game, the tinderbox game that was. It was incredible, and I'm expecting it to be like that next week. But other than that, we've got the points today. 3 points today. Nottingham Forest are crying. Burnley are crying. Sheffield United crying. Crystal Palace are crying. And Everton are crying. But we are laughing at the moment because we are happy. And Nottingham Forest, I said Nottingham Forest are crying as well. They're all crying. But we are laughing because we are very, very happy because they're super, super bees. Leeds United, now they're properly. Leeds United are on some tears at the moment now, but they're not even in our league. But anyway, as we say, don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Don't forget to write a review on all good podcast channels. But other than saying that, we're in Brentford, we're by the river. As we say, come on, you bees. Yeah, by the river, it's a bit posh down there. They've got no idea what's going on, so we just say to ourselves, come on, you bees.
Come on, you bees.
You bees.
Can we
have a
you
Scottish?
Bees. Come on, you bees.
Come on, you bees.
Come on, you bees.
Yeah.
You bees.
Come on, you bees.
Yeah, there you are.
I'm just telling you part.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.